Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching on our series on how to walk in divine health, and this particular session today we're going to be talking about the rewards of Christ in this divine health. One of the rewards of Christ, if you're obedient, is to get to walk in divine health and have a long life. The Lord made us some awesome promises in His Word. In 1 Peter 3, He said to those that would see good days and have long life. Now, that's what everybody wants. He said, you must refrain your tongue from speaking evil. Well, your tongue is a very important part of these rewards of Christ on this earth. There's two ways we're going to have rewards. Number one, we're going to receive rewards or blessings while we're here on the earth in the flesh for obedience. And we're going to have rewards at the end when He comes again to catch us away, or when we come back with Him, regardless of whether we've already died and went home to be with the Lord. Because those of us that are Christians have eternal life now. It's already ours. So when we die physically on this earth, we don't technically die. Our flesh dies, but our spirit and souls go to be with the Lord. And there we shall ever be with the Lord. So we never lose consciousness. We only lose consciousness in the flesh. But the spirit and soul never do. We get to go to be with Him. Now then, those that die without Christ, they go the other direction, into the center of the earth, into a place of flaming torment. And they will stay there in that flaming torment and be tormented by demons until the end of the age, and the Lord will come and take them out of there, judge them at the great white throne, and cast them into the lake of fire alive with the devil to be there forever. You don't want to go there, that's for sure. That's not one of the kind of rewards you want. But in 2 Corinthians 5:10, He says, for we must all appear, all of us that are Christians, we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that what he has done, whether it be good or bad. So everything is going to be judged. Now then, the secret is make sure that you have repented of every sin. And if you've repented of every sin, then you won't have anything to be judged for, but you'll have blessings that will be, or rewards that will be passed out and handed out to you. So that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that as a Christian, you constantly, if you make mistakes, which you're not supposed to, you and I are supposed to walk holy and in obedience to God's word day by day. And if we will walk holy in obedience to God's word, then whenever the Lord comes, He will hand us our rewards. So that's where we want to go. We want to make sure that we're walking in obedience to His word. Now then, how do we get ready to meet the Lord? That's a good statement. 1 Corinthians, he makes a statement in 1 Corinthians. So be careful not to jump to conclusions before the Lord returns as to whether someone is a good servant or not. Nobody knows the other person's heart except God. Nobody knows why people do what they do except God. So we should not make those kind of judgments. Oh, so-and-so, he's not a very good Christian. Or so-and-so over here, man, he's in church every time the door's open. He's a great Christian. Now, that's not necessarily true. You don't really know whether they are or not. So he says there, don't judge that. When the Lord comes, He will turn on the light. As the Lord turns on the light, so that everyone can see exactly what each one of us is really like, deep down in our hearts. Then everyone will know why we have been doing the Lord's work. At that time, God will give to each one whatever praise is coming to Him. Well, if God's going to give that praise to us, man, I hope that all of us are really doing good work, struggling, you know, being out working hard, doing great things for the kingdom of God so that we will get some praise from God. And he's going to do that if we work diligently. Now, I know a man that he died in 1979 and he went to heaven. And when he got there, God, and he was a preacher, but God was not pleased with what he had done. I mean, he had done some other things too. He kind of was a preacher on the side, but he'd done some street preachings, all kinds of things. But when he died and he got to heaven, God, in 1979, God was definitely not pleased with him. He told him everything he had done it for himself and not for God. So he begged the Lord to let him come back and do something for him so he could get some rewards. And God answered that prayer and let that man come back. Now, this man was dead, but he's alive, and today he's still alive. I talked to him just a few weeks ago on the telephone. He is still alive and well today. And that's since 1979. This is 2006. So this man has lived many more years, 26, 27 years since then, and he's still alive and well. But when he showed up at the throne of grace after he had died, God was not happy with him. So a lot of people might have judged him and says, hey, this guy's a preacher. You know, he's out on the street preaching the word of God. He's a great Christian. This guy's going to get all kinds of rewards when he gets home. But that was not true. He had done what he had done for himself, and God told him he was not going to get any rewards. That's kind of scary. So how do we get ready to meet the Lord? Well, in Revelations 19, he says there, chapter 19, verse 7, he says, rejoice and honor him, for the time has come for the wedding banquet of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. Verse 8, it says, she is permitted to wear the cleanest and whitest and finest of linen. Now, that says there, for fine linen represents the good deeds done by the people of God. Now, if fine linen represents the good deeds of the people of God, think about that. Maybe some of us, when we do get to heaven, we'll be there in our salvation garment. But others will be clothed with the finest linen. You won't know who those are. Only God will know. But when you get there, you know, you will get to see who's wearing that fine linen. Because some of them will be clothed with the finest linen. And that will, who will determine what you will be wearing when you get to heaven? You will. Isn't that amazing? You will determine what you will be wearing. You will be the one that'll have to make that decision. God's not going to force you to do anything. He told us to go out and make disciples. He told us to go out and win the lost. He told us to go out and do good deeds of kindness. He said, be righteous. Well, righteousness means doing deeds of loving kindness. Are you doing that for people? Are you sharing Jesus with people? Are you helping people when people have needs? Do you, if you're a person if you have money, do you help people that have needs? If somebody is hungry, you don't have to have a lot of money. I mean, I was on the street here a while back, and there was a man that was hungry, and he said he hadn't eaten in a couple of days. So it was real simple for me to take him down there to a little place and buy him something to eat. It didn't take much money to do that. But, I mean, I was over there not too long ago when there was a lady. She looked awful bad. She looked like she's really down on her luck. And I saw her outside of just a little Burger King. And I asked her if she'd had anything to eat, and she said no. I said, well, ma'am, I'll be happy to buy you a hamburger if you'd like to have one. And I did. I mean, it didn't cost much, hardly nothing, to feed her a hamburger. But goodness, we're supposed to, as Christians, be out there doing deeds of loving kindness. I was sitting in a car talking the other day at a hotel, and a man walked up and tapped on the window. And he said, sir, He said, I have lost my job, and I've got a wife and two children, and I'm really down on my luck, and I've got another job, but I'm not going to be paid till next week. Could you give me just a dollar? And I said, no, I can't give you a dollar. But I said, I have $10, and I'll give that to you. And he was astounded. He said, you'd give me $10? I said, do you need it? He said, yes. I said, okay. I reached in my billfold. I had a $10 bill. I didn't have a $1 bill, but I had a $10 bill. So I said, here. I gave it to him. But I said, sir, I give it to you in the name of Jesus. I said, you go do something for the kingdom of God. And as you serve God, he will bless you. The man said, well, I do serve God. Well, God will be the judge of that. I can't be the judge of that. But all I know is God says, if you will serve me and be diligent and do what I say, I will bless everything you put your hands to. So I don't think we know what it means to serve God. But we have to read the Word. The Word tells us what we are supposed to do. Now then, what will the Lord be looking for in our lives? He will be a fruit inspector. He will be looking for fruit. Have you ever thought about that? Never thought about fruit being produced on me. But he says here in Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, so that you may be that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. And Paul's saying here, and this I pray, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Well, if we're not praying for each other or for ourselves, one of the things I do, I pray for myself so much that, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Increase my knowledge and wisdom and spiritual understanding from your word so that I can be a blessing to others. If you don't ask God for those things, he's not going to do it near as much as he will if you ask. But if you ask, he will do this for you. In verse 10 says that you may approve things that are excellent. You know, it's so many of us Christians that do things flippantly. We don't pay attention to what we're doing. But everything we do should be done as close to excellent as we know how. I mean, you might see somebody is painting a wall. They may not put any tape on the other end. They may just get paint. Or they paint a door and get paint all over the doorknob or whatever. Sloppy.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.